We're doing the Avat Chesed. We'll dedicate it to Sarah Chaya Bat Dania Kohen. The Chafetz Chaim had been discussing. Okay. The Chafetz Chaim had been discussing the idea that David HaMelech says to God, I want you to judge me because you accept the bribe. What's the bribe? The bribe is the tshuva and the good deeds that I do. And the Chafetz Chaim had explained that if God were to take any person to task and deal with him with the letter of the law, so then any person, most people would not be able to live up to God's expectations because the mitzvahs we do aren't perfect and how many averus we do. On the other hand, if Hashem deals with us with chesed and rachamim, so then we can succeed in din because the mitzvot we do count. And the avirot we do, then we have all kinds of excuses that are acceptable when you view it with chesed and rachamim. V'inei be'emet, and truthfully, says the Chafetz Chaim, kol adam rotze she'itneg Hashem yitbarach imo b'midat chesed v'rachamim. Every person wants God to deal with him with kindness, with mercy. Aval ze gufa olech gam ken v'derech ha'emet v'atzedek. But this, the idea of will Hashem deal with him with chesed and rachamim or not, that goes based on the rules of truth and justice. It's known that the way we behave in this world, He arouses that equal behavior from above towards Him. God treats us the way we treat our fellow men. If a person deals with other people with kindness, with mercy, then he arouses up above that they should treat him with mercy, and Hashem has mercy over him and over the world because of him. One person can cause Hashem to have mercy over the whole world. The Gemara says, he divorced his wife. Then there was a year of famine. So he sent her food. Aside from alimony. Made sure she was taken care of. Chazal said there was once a famine where... Rav Yossi, I think the Gemara says. Why? I don't know. I wasn't there. I think it says why, but I'm not sure I remember. So I'm not sure I'm remembering correctly. The Gemara tells us there was once a famine, a drought in Israel. And they prayed and prayed and prayed. And then one person who had divorced his wife went and started, he sent her food. He said, I know whatever I gave you as alimony isn't enough. I know that now that the prices are so high, you're not managing. And he went and he took good care of the wife he had to divorce. Chazal say when he did that, the rain started pouring, the drought was over. One person showed extra compassion. All of the Jewish people gained. The Chafetz Chaim says, when we treat our fellow man with mercy, with compassion, then we not only arouse mercy and compassion for ourselves, that up above in Shemayim they treat us with rachamim, but the whole world gains. When a person is merciful, then Hashem is merciful to the whole world. Valken mipri piish tisban nafsho. That's why Shlomo Amel said in Mishle, that a person, his own soul, is satiated from the fruits of his own deeds. And then a person merits that when he needs mercy, they treat him with mercy. You remember the story of Binyamin HaTzadik? He was in charge of the money of tzedakah, and a woman came to him, and he said, it's been years of drought now, I don't have a penny left. And she said, but I and my seven children will die. And he went and funded her till the drought was over, right? And then he was about to die. He was deathly ill. And in heaven they said, if he saved all these lives, every life is like a whole world. The Talmud tells us in Sanhedrin that God created the world starting with one man to teach us this concept. The whole world came from one man to teach us the concept that every individual equals a world. So, Binyamin HaTzadik, he saved the woman, her orphans, the widow and her orphans. And so Binyamin HaTzadik had many, many years, decades added to his life. Because he saved them. So when a person himself needs mercy, the mercy he exhibited towards others, that comes and speaks on his behalf. And as our sages taught us, whoever has mercy over God's creatures, so from heaven they have mercy over him. Notice it doesn't say Jews, human beings. It says God's creatures. That includes animals. Briot are God's creatures. And that's the concept we find in the Holy Zohar on Emor, on the Parsha of Emor, says like this, This is a common concept in Zohar, that whatever is done here below arouses equivocal treatment from above. If a person does actions down below the way he should, so then he arouses the strength that's fitting from above. When a person does kindness in this world, he arouses kindness from above. And the mercy is aroused over that day in which he does mercy, and that day is crowned with mercy because of this person. And if a person behaves with mercy down below, so that day is aroused with mercy, crowned with mercy because of him. And that day that was crowned as a day of mercy because of this person's behavior remains as a shield for him and at a time that he'll need it. The way a person behaves to others, that's how from heaven they will behave to him. Praised is a person who shows good deeds down below. For everything is contingent on our actions down below. That's how we arouse the way we are treated from above. Should we make a run for it? One more paragraph, we'll finish the chapter. Yeah. Okay. And if the way a person behaved throughout his life, he was tough as nails, never forwent anything. What's mine is mine, what's yours is yours. And he did not exhibit compassion over others, then he arouses from above that they treat him with exacting justice. Whatever you deserve, that's what you get. And therefore, when he finds himself in a time of need, so from above, they treat him the way he treated others. God treats him equivocally, the same way he treated others. That's what the Navi in Yeshaya and Isaiah taught us. Say about a tzaddik that he's good, for they eat the fruit of their actions. Woe to the wicked for their evil, kigmul yadav yaselo. For they too will be paid in direct correlation with the actions of their hands. That's what God is saying. V'zeo kavanatam, this is what they meant to teach us. Shehakadosh Baruch Hu lokach shochad tshuva u'masim tovim. When David HaMelech said to Hashem, I want you to judge me because you accept the bribe of tshuva and good deeds, da'masim tovim meramez al inyan tzedakah v'chesed. David was alluding to the kindness, the charity that he had done, she'adam oseh ba'olam hazeh v'im gomim she'titkaved tshuvato lemala. And then if he behaved that way down below, that causes that his tshuva will be accepted up above. Af im einena karui lefi gedra ha'mishpat. Even if technically, if God would take him to exacting justice, he wouldn't come out clean. If he had to be judged by a court down below, he wouldn't come out clean. That's why David says, God, I want you to judge me. Because you'll look at it with a kind eye. You'll accept that if I looked at others with a kind eye. I didn't take exacting justice from them, but I went beyond the letter of the law, and I know you'll treat me in kind. Yeah. So Chazal said it in the Medrash, which the Chafetz Chaim had said three times ago, in the beginning of the chapter, that David said in the 17th chapter, Milfanecha mishpati yetze, my justice should come from before you. So the Medrash said, God said, what do you need me for? I gave you courts down below. And David said, God, I want you to judge me, not the courts, because you accept the bribe of tshuva and masim tovim. So the Chafetz Chaim had questioned, what bribe is that? So he's answering that, the way we behave down below arouses compassion from above. And it's totally different than justice that's exacting. It's justice that's less exacting. It's God looking at it with a fond eye. Through his good deeds, he arouses God's compassion, God's kindness, v'alidez enotei achakach midat atzedek gufa litnegi mol v'asof gankin v'amidah zo, and then the justice from above also is a justice that is composed of chesed and rachamim, because in heaven they say that's what he deserves. He deserves that type of treatment. L'inyan sheikubal tshuvato v'chol mitzotav v'minyan v'chanan. And so it affects that his tshuva and all his mitzvos will be counted up above, even if he wasn't perfect. He didn't expect others to be perfect, so in heaven they don't expect perfection of him. So now we can understand, why does God keep encouraging us throughout the Torah to be kind people? Because God wants what's good for us. God wants kindness for us. God wants compassion for us. Kedichtiv bakra, as the prophet and Micha taught us, ורוצה שיצאו בני ישראל זכאים בדינם לעתיד לבוא. God wants us to come out clean. Be it on Yom Kippur that's coming up, be it in the future justice. ולא חייבים חס ושלום. God doesn't want us to come out losers. לכן ציוון בכמה מקומות ללכת בכל דרכיו. That's why God repeats in numerous places, go in my footsteps, שהם דרכי הטוב והחסד. Go in the ways of being good people, compassionate people, kind people, כדי שיהיה יכול להתנהג עמהם לבסוף גם כן במידה זו, so that Hashem too will ultimately be able to judge us with this, with extra kindness and compassion.